As part of our Journey of Wellness in Indian Country series, we've focused on various aspects of what has contributed to the health disparities that American Indians face and the culturally rooted solutions being implemented in tribes across Minnesota and beyond. Today, we're talking about food. Our guest is the Sioux chef, Sean Sherman, one of the most innovative and hottest up-and-coming chefs in the nation. He's at the head of a movement to introduce indigenous cuisine into modern living. Good morning, Sean. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Just fine, thank you. Now, Sioux chef, of course, is a phrase a lot of people have heard, but probably not in this way. Sioux chef usually means the second in command in a kitchen at a restaurant. But this, of course, is Sioux, S-I-O-U-X, which is a wonderful play on words. But tell us a little bit about what we mean when we're talking about indigenous food. How is that different from other food cultures?
I started this company, the Sioux Chef, about a year and a half ago, and I've been a chef for quite a while around the Minneapolis area. And I grew up on Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota, so I'm a member of the Oglala Lakota. And I kind of got to a point where I realized there wasn't a lot of representation of indigenous foods out there. So I kind of took it on myself to, figure out what that meant to me so I could start really trying to help showcase what an indigenous food cuisine would look like in a modern day. So I kind of broke it down into, a few basic educational pieces for myself, really understanding the plants. So understanding cultivation, what people used to grow, what kind of seeds they're growing, wild foods, what they're gathering. It's understanding regions. It's understanding the cultures in the different areas. It's very regional. So understanding the animals that live in your region, and then looking at kind of ancient cooking techniques, cooking with elements. So you're cooking with fire and water and earth, and you're sun drying, and you're, keeping everything real simple and basic. But, figuring out how to apply all of this knowledge to kind of a modern culinary sense to be able to create dishes and, kind of bring back this part of culture that was kind of forcibly taken away from a lot of us.
Mm-hmm. So it's really not just a question only of ingredients, but also of the way that they're prepared. I mean, it's certainly there are a lot of common foods among all traditions, but it's preparation too as well as key, isn't it?
Yeah. So, we take a lot of care. We try to gather super regional foods. We don't try to represent all of Native America. We're just focused on our region up here. Since we're in Minneapolis, we're focused, primarily on these woodlands and the plains. So, the Minnesota, Dakota territories. But, we'd like to dry a lot of food. Food preservation is a real important part of Native American food because there wasn't refrigeration or electricity. So people were just kind of using the elements, like I said before, to kind of get the foods where they wanted them to be. So we just try to practice a lot of those flavors, and we, use the wild a lot. So we're outdoors, especially throughout the growing seasons, and, looking for flavors and textures and colors to apply to the food to kind of make it really feel authentic as possible.
Mm. And so the health benefits of this style of eating, certainly for anybody, but Native American communities being, as you say, somewhat forced into Western cuisine really has had a negative impact on their health. How is this reversing that trend?
Well, the best part about all this food is the health aspect, because the key to this kind of food, it's, we've, with the food that we're doing here with our businesses, between the Sioux Chef and the Tatanka truck out of Little Earth, which is the food truck, we have cut out all dairy, all flour, all processed sugar. We're not even using beef, pork, or chicken, so we're using lots of wild game from the area. We prioritize buying from indigenous vendors and possible, so we get like all of our walleye from Red Lake. A lot of the wild rice comes from around White Earth and up north. Maple comes from various spots. We're using some indigenous farms. But the key to this diet is that it drops the glycemic scale so low that you don't have this high sugar diet where you don't see, this food could really combat a lot of modern ailments that we see through food today. So basically fighting diabetes type 2, heart disease, tooth decay, obesity, all those pieces are kind of diet driven. And this food really proves to be such a healthy diet. Anybody would benefit from a diet just like this.
Right, not just the Native community, but European cultures as well could certainly benefit from fewer carbs and fewer processed sugars. So
exactly, yeah, extremely healthy.
So I understand you've got a new project coming up. How can people experience and find your food that you've been working on?
Well, if people are interested in following us, they can check out our website, which is sioux-chef.com, and that's S-I-O-U-X. We also have lots of social media presence, so if people want to find us on Twitter or Facebook, we always post what's going on. We have, this year we have a big exciting project because we're getting ready to open up the restaurant, which we had kind of started a while back working on, but we're going to be releasing a Kickstarter here in about a few weeks to start getting ready to open this first Indigenous full restaurant in the Minneapolis area. And we're hoping to be able to mimic that restaurant style and bring it to many different regions around the nation.
That's great. Do you have a location figured out yet in Minneapolis, or are you still searching?
Not quite yet. We're still searching, but we're confident we'll find the right place.
That's great. And I kind of chuckle when people say, we can go get Indian food tonight and have it truly mean Native American food. That's wonderful. So.
Right.
Well, Sean, that's wonderful. And the website, you say, souschef, souxchef.com. Do you have any books in preparation or anything, too, to go along with all of the work you've been doing?
Yeah, we've been working on a cookbook that's going to be published through the University of Minnesota Press next year sometime. And we're hoping that this cookbook really helps people understand the foundation model that we kind of built for understanding Indigenous food. So kind of getting an overview of, you know, wild foods and what people were farming and the animals and how to use everything and just how simple the cuisine is.
That's great. Sean, thank you so much for your time this morning. This is a great project. We look forward to the restaurant opening up as well. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Sean Sherman. The Sioux Chef, S-I-O-U-X. He's working on many projects in the Twin Cities area on part of our Journey to Wellness in Indian Country series. And certainly we look forward to hearing more great news about that and the cookbook as well.